The Hunger Task Force has been working to ensure people in Milwaukee don't go hungry. On Monday, the agency staged a press conference with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to announce a new twist. The federal agency says kids who consume healthy food are less likely to absorb lead. So, as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, the organizers hope to better educate people on the risks of lead exposure while delivering vitamin-rich food to more kids in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is making a dent in reducing the presence of lead in older homes, but a daunting amount of work remains. There can be lead in the paint, in the soil, and in the water pipes. The neurotoxin can be particularly dangerous for the very young and for pregnant women. Tim English is confident the USDA can help through its meal programs by delivering food rich in iron, vitamin C, and calcium, because a healthy diet can enable young bodies to absorb less lead. So the regional administrator wants to expand the USDA's outreach in Milwaukee.
It's about, you know, making sure that they're participating in the SNAP program, they're eating school breakfast and school lunch, the after-school program. We had a special initiative around the summer program, making sure the kids who may have otherwise been hungry in the summer had a place to go.
Milwaukee needs to tap every resource possible to protect their children, according to State Senator LaTanya Johnson. So she's glad a coalition of agencies are joining hands.
Because government isn't going to be sitting in that hospital room with you or your kids when they test positive for lead, and you're looking for those resources. And so the best defense against that is to make sure that we do everything possible to make sure that we aren't leaving these families and these children out in the dark. And, you know, if I had to bet on a winner in this situation, I'm always going to bet on the community, because they do such a much better job of making sure that the people of the community is protected.
Hunger Task Force Executive Director Sherry Tussler has taken part in plenty of press events, yet she says this one stood out in her mind, and not just because the lead issue is such a critical public health concern.
Probably the most profound thing was that we had state and local agencies that all came together and talked about the same thing in a cohesive way, and they agreed that well-fed means less lead and that we can advance this cause in a reasonable way in our community.
Tussler says local groups are already willing to go door-to-door to build community awareness. She says an important lesson was learned in Flint, Michigan, where government leaders misled people about the presence of lead in their water. The key, according to Tussler, is that residents learn best from people they know and trust. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.